This file will train you so that you want to wear diapers and plastic pants, so that you constantly dribble urine into them, so that you basically have a baby splatter. And that is pretty much all there is to it.
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, until there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey.
You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Now, feel your desire. Your desire to wear baby diapers and plastic pants. You want to wear them as your normal underwear, to enjoy the feel of a soft, thick baby diaper, to feel its bulk, the smell of the baby powder. All of these things remind you of the nursery where you belong. Whenever you're wearing a diaper, you will find yourself urinating automatically, just dribbling whatever urine is in your bladder right out of the tip of your penis. It won't be something you think about. It will just simply be an automatic behavior. You'll do it without thinking about it, without even knowing it, just like a real baby does. And as you do so, your diaper will slowly get wetter and wetter. This dribbling will continue until you remove the diaper, and if you're about to have another diaper put on, it will continue anyway, just like a real baby. They aren't able to control themselves. This will happen all day long, awake or asleep. The only time it will stop is if you take off your wet diaper, and you're not going to have a fresh diaper put on. That is the only time it will stop. The only time is if you're not going to end up in a nice, fresh diaper. Otherwise, if you are going to have a new diaper put on, the dribbling will happen automatically, incessantly, without end. It will just simply happen automatically. And from now on, whenever you begin noticing that your diaper is wet, it will give you a very happy, wonderful feeling, a feeling of complete comfort and joy, a feeling that you can only get when you wear and use your diapers. Every time you put a baby diaper on, you will feel more and more that this is what is right for you, that this is what you need, want, and desire. The diapers feel so comfortable and natural. They feel more natural than anything else you might possibly wear. Diapers and plastic pants are just so very, very comforting to you. They feel right. They make you feel more and more like a little baby. They cause you to urinate without control. It just simply happens. A constant little dribble. Whenever there's any urine in your penis, it just simply drips out, automatically and without thought. Your bladder muscles just simply loosen, and out it comes. and you never even think about it. You never even notice it. It happens day and night. 24 hours a day for as long as you are diapered. And even during those times where you are being changed. During a changing, you will continue to dribble urine. That is just simply the way a baby's body acts. And that is the way your body is going to act. Without conscious thought or control. Constantly dribbling urine whenever you are in a diaper. And you want to wear your diaper. You love wearing diapers. You love wearing diapers and plastic pants. It feels so much more comfortable than any other option. So much more comfortable than wearing underwear or nothing at all. It's so much better to be wearing a diaper or plastic pants. The feel of the powder on your body feels so good. Cool feeling. And the smell. The smell itself is so very, very wonderful. You love the feeling of having a nice, fresh, powdered diaper on. You love the feeling of the diaper against your skin. How soft and comfortable it feels. So much better than anything else that might pull up against your skin. It is just a very wonderful feeling. It makes you feel so very, very comfortable. And whenever you're wearing one, you will immediately begin to dribble urine. It will happen without thought. Just simply a reflex action. Something that is triggered instantly by the wearing of the diaper. As soon as the diaper is on, it will begin. You will begin dribbling out all of your urine, and it will continue for so long as you are diapered, and whenever you are being changed. It will be a continuous flow, going on constantly, while ever, whenever you are in a diaper. That is just simply how things are going to be for you. You can feel yourself changing. You can feel your body's desires changing. You can feel your mind changing. You just simply need to be diapered. It feels better than any other choice. It feels so good, so right, so comfortable, so utterly perfect. You love the feeling of a diaper against your skin. You love the feeling of the baby powder. You love everything about it. It feels so good and natural. It feels so much more comfortable than anything else you can wear. The feeling of it against your skin is so very, very pleasant and wonderful. And once it's on, you'll begin dribbling urine into it. And that will help you realize that you are diapered. It will be a reminder that you've been diapered. And it will make everything so much more pleasant and wonderful. Feeling that you have wet your diaper will make you happy. It reminds you of how wonderful it is to wear a diaper, to use a diaper, and each and every time you put a diaper on, the feelings will just get better and better. The realization that you should be diapered as often as possible will just get stronger and stronger. This is who you are and how you feel. This is what you want, what you need, what you desire. You can feel these changes happening in you, and you want them. You want these changes to happen. They are very important to you. You need to be diapered. You need to feel the powder. You need to let the urine just flow. Flowing freely from your body, morning and night. It's such a very, very good feeling. It feels so very, very comfortable and very comforting at the same time. It makes you feel young again. It makes you feel just like a baby. Knowing that your diaper is wet, and that you've had no control over it. You can feel it happening. Your diaper getting slowly wetter. You can feel yourself urinating into your soft, thick diaper. You can feel the urine dribbling out. You can feel it, but you don't think about it. It just happens, automatically, without a single conscious thought. Your urine, dripping from your body, filling your diaper, over and over again, every single time you're in one. Just simply a natural extension of that diaper, of who you are. This is who you are becoming. You belong in a nursery, and wearing a diaper reminds you of it. Smelling the baby powder reminds you of it. All of these things take you back to the nursery, make you feel that young, make you feel that way. The way you did when you were young and needed to be diapered. The way you behave. The way your urine just dribbles out. All of these things just take you back and make you feel so very, very good. It feels so natural, so comfortable, so perfect to be diapered. To be wearing your diaper with the fresh baby powder. It feels so comfortable on your body, and you can feel the urine leaking out of your penis, beginning to feel it, beginning to fill it. The diaper getting heavier and wetter, sagging a bit more, pulling on your body and reminding you of everything, everything that is happening, of your lack of control. Of the way it feels, of the way it smells, of exactly how perfect it is to be diapered, to wear your diaper, to feel this way all of the time. And now it is time to wake back up, awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.